Yes, very good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service. You can give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. Now, there's some international researchers have suggested that the use of commonly prescribed ARB and ACE inhibitor medications can increase a person's risk of infection, severe illness or death from the COVID-19 virus. The estimated 3 million Australian adults on high blood pressures, high blood pressure medication should continue to take their medicines as prescribed, despite claims some types of blood pressure tablets increase the risk of COVID-19. The Heart Foundation said today, we're going to catch up with Professor Gary Jennings, Chief Medical Advisor from the Heart Foundation. On the line, Professor Gary, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor, and my respects to all your listeners out there.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program, my friend. Thank you very much. So some international researchers have suggested, your state and no, they should be still taking their medication. So what you're saying is that it's not really proven that is the case in regard to the COVID-19, is that right?
That's absolutely right. Like a lot of these sort of information that's going around at the moment, people are extrapolating from one bit of information all sorts of theories. And this is one based on the fact that the COVID virus hitches a ride with one of the enzymes that a lot of the blood pressure medicines use. But that's all experimental evidence, and not all of it's consistent. And there's no evidence from people infected with COVID on these drugs or not on these drugs that their outcomes are any different.
And look, and that's so very important. We live in a world of information, and what you're stating is some of the information it gets washed up into what's true and what's not, so to speak. And you're emphasising the fact that it's not true at this point in time.
Yeah, at this point in time, it's not. We're learning more about this every day, so you know, I wouldn't say that things won't change. But every international authority on heart disease and blood pressure, including all our national, you know, blood pressure councils and things, are saying that at present we know it's bad if you stop your medicines. In fact, we know it might be even worse with COVID, because COVID seems to have some heart complications as well.
Sure.
But we don't know anything about this possible interaction. So clearly, now's not the time to stop your medicines.
And so when you look at it, some of the vulnerable people are the people with diseases like the heart disease and what have you. So if the medication's there, but if we're playing by the rules of engagement, so to speak, and staying at home, staying isolated, that's why the medication is very important.
That's absolutely right, Trevor, that we know that outcomes for people that have already got some form of heart disease or other chronic diseases like diabetes, which is so common in our people, are worse with COVID infection. So all the good advice about, you know, stay at home if you can, wash your hands, stay away, you know, keep your distance, all that kind of stuff,
yes,
is even more important for particularly for Indigenous communities.
And so if that is the case and we're playing by those rules, then there lies the statement of, yes, keep taking your medication. Very important.
Absolutely.
All right, look, a very important conversation. I thank you very much for coming to the table, Professor Gary. All the best to you and your family. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and the same to you.
Bye-bye. That's Professor Gary Jennings, Chief Medical Advisor, Heart Foundation. Near the estimated 3 million Australian adults on high blood pressure medication should continue to take their medicines as prescribed. Despite claims some types of blood pressure tablets increase the risk of COVID-19, the Heart Foundation said today, because it's not proven that that the tablets do increase the risk of COVID-19. But if you are following due process and regarding staying isolated, 1.5 metres away from other people, continually wash your hands, then that's why it's important to continue with your medication. Have your say, mob, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Want to hear what you've got to say? That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from Recurry. I'm your host, host for your daily program. You know it, National Talk Black. We come to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via Nurse National News Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn, you might. Too deadly.
Hi, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Nathan Barker, Head of Community Investment. Now, having held a variety of roles across Combank, Nathan has experience in marketing, corporate affairs, and has led teams to develop and executive strategies that build internal and external engagement. In addition, Nathan recently managed the bank's community engagement response to the summer 2020 bushfire crisis. Nathan leads the Combank Star Foundation, one of Australia's oldest and largest workplace giving programs, including helping steer the flagship Can for Cancer program to the 2019 achievement of raising $3 million for cancer research with over 3,000 active participants. Sydney Sider, Nathan is a qualified lifesaver and regular ocean swimmer, although more recently his time on the beach has seen more likely to be building sandcastles with his daughter Georgina. And got him on the line. A very good morning, Nathan Barker. How are you?
Well, thanks, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a nice resume there, brother. You're strong with community, yeah. And yeah. You're head of community investment. How long have you been in this space?
Very kind. Thanks, Trevor. I've been doing this work for the bank for about 10 years now, and it's so much fun and so important to really connect organisations like the Commonwealth Bank with the communities in which we, you know, live and work. So yeah. It's really privileged to have this opportunity with the CBA.
Fantastic. Congratulations on your role there. And now the other thing I'm talking about, which is thumbs up to Deadly Teachers out there, 12 Australian teachers recognised as 2020 Commonwealth Bank Teaching Award Fellows. So tell us about this space, and first of all, congratulations to the 12 recipients and how this came about.
Oh, thank you. It's a great program. We've been running it for about 4 years now in partnership with another charity called Schools Plus, where we recognise 12 teachers each year that are doing outstanding things in their classroom or in their school, and more importantly for their local community. Today we've announced another 12 winners to add to the cohorts in the last couple of years, bringing up to 48 fellows that we've recognised. And the work they're doing across the country, you know, every state and territory has been recognised through this program, and they're doing some work in all sorts of different schools in all sorts of different ways, but all ultimately helping the kids in their school to really learn and love learning.
Look, part of the acknowledgement, the recipients also receive a bit of cash. Tell us about the monies they receive.
They do. Each recipient receives a $45,000 fellowship, which gives them both a funding for their school to better put their project into practice, and also some professional development for themselves. So a lot of our teachers have gone off and done extra learning or enrolled in a course or sort of bought infrastructure they need to better sort of grow themselves developmentally. You know, it's often hard to get access to money to invest in your own education, particularly, you know, when you're a teacher and your job is through the teaching. So it's through this program that some of that money gets to go to them. And then also we bring them all together, because one of the great things with teachers is they learn from each other and they really want to connect with other teachers that are really at the top of their field. So exactly. We try and bring them all together to make sure they can learn from each other, you know, tell stories together and really take what they're learning from each other back to their own schools and really spread the message.
Look, hats off to the Commonwealth Bank, because if you look at it, teachers, I mean young people, when they go to university to become a teacher, they're studying as a career path and a job, you know, and not thinking of any rewards or recognition, acknowledgement, so to speak. And Commonwealth Bank has brought this beautiful teaching awards to the table, and they're getting recognised for the work that they're doing, that they're passionate about. So it's a win-win, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Trevor. And we had, you know, almost 5,000 nominations from across the country from, you know, parents saying, you know, my teachers want to be recognised, and that's fantastic. People want to be able to put their teacher forward, and so they're doing some great things in our school, and so we're really pleased to be able to, you know, play a part in recognising them and getting the spotlight on teachers, which, you know, it's a hard job, you know. I struggle some days looking like my little one. I wouldn't want to be doing it, you know, with 30 exactly. kids in a class day in, day out. So it's teachers work pretty hard, and it's important to say thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. A beautiful space, and a very important space. What's the judging process? How's that work, Nathan?
Yeah, so we the judging process with our partner Schools Plus, we have a few stages in their assessment, as you'd expect. You know, we went from those 4,000 nominations down to about 500 applications, then through to the judging process. We bring in a bunch of experts. You know, the Commonwealth Banker, we're good at banking and, you know, supporting our customers in their financial well-being, but we're not necessarily all experts in what's working in the classroom. So we engage with, you know, the likes of the Primary Principals Association, government bodies, the Australian Institute of Teaching and School Leadership, to get them to come in and sort of review the applications, be part of the assessment process, to make sure that we're really finding the best 12 winners that we possibly can.
And so this is across the board with all teachers, and especially with First Nation teachers as well, isn't it? You there? Are you Nathan? Oh, I lost Nathan there. Having a beautiful yarn there with... you there, Nathan? Nathan? No, I lost Nathan there. Unfortunately, lost Nathan there. I'm talking here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Don't touch that dial, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, yarning with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Having a daily yarn there with Nathan Barker, Head of Community Investment. Just talking about the beautiful awards, the 12 Australian teachers recognised as 2020 Commonwealth Bank Teaching Award Fellows. And each recipient has received $45,000 fellowship grant to assist with their professional development, and also $10,000 to roll out to new education project in their school, and participation in overseas tour to study a higher performing international education system. So it's fantastic the work we're doing there. But we've just got cut off from Nathan. We'll try and get him back and continue this this conversation. But stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Want you back in my life.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Of doing right, it affects us. My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
Yes, very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your motivational yarn here with Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry for National Talk Black. We're live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. We go across the country, so have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Q Shelter Executive Director Fiona Caniglia. Corona risk for people needing homelessness and housing services and support. We're talking about funding for vulnerable Queenslanders experiencing homelessness and housing stress will reduce the risk of them contracting the spreading coronavirus. And we've got Fiona online. Fiona, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Where are you based, Fiona?
I'm based in Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Yeah, in the uncharted waters, the unknown times that we're living in at the moment, we're all focused on isolation and looking after ourselves, looking after families, but we neglect and seem to forget sometimes that we're so focused on ourselves, we forget the homelessness and the people, the vulnerable people. So Q Shelter can help in that department?
We have been in many conversations with our state government, and we're also connected to other state bodies like ourselves, who are all in discussions with their respective governments and the federal government about a robust response to people who are vulnerable during this crisis relating to coronavirus. It's been very encouraging in the last couple of days that our state government here in Queensland has announced a $24.7 million package of interventions to support homeless people and social housing tenants at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the capacity to assist them to find, alternative accommodation.
Yes.
If they are, struggling to do so and are confined to public spaces and perhaps more vulnerable, vulnerable because of that.
Mm. And so, of course, there's people on the ground who are working with homelessness. So it's about the community working together and make this happen.
That's definitely true. So, I know governments around Australia are working in and through existing services because those services have direct relationships with homeless people and with social housing tenants. And it's really critical that we get this right because we know that homeless people and social housing tenants are more vulnerable to chronic diseases and other illnesses that perhaps make them, particularly vulnerable if they became ill with the illness. I guess that, the other thing to say is that, we're learning a lot at this time. I don't think anybody has a perfect blueprint about what to do, but
sure.
we are seeing services step up and commit themselves fully to working out the best possible set of arrangements to achieve the continuity of services so that they can continue to respond to the needs of people as they emerge.
Look, is it fair to say, Fiona, that some of our family, our people out there, and brothers and sisters, friends and what have you, who are homelessness, they could be naive to what's going on as well because they're not in communication, maybe with anybody or, not listening to the radio or internet, what have you. So they could be in the dark. You could, it's possible to say yes.
I think that's true. And I think we do need some very creative and clear ways of communicating. And for some people too, language might be a barrier as well.
Exactly.
And also, if you're really quite unwell, perhaps you're not even thinking about this. Perhaps if your mental health isn't very good, you're preoccupied and not focused on what else is being said around you in the community. So we have been having conversations with government about how to get the message out effectively to homeless people and social housing tenants so they clearly know what to do to look after themselves in the best way they can.
Sure. And you find a lot of homelessness people are virtually, in a way, they're already playing the part as in isolation, aren't they?
I suppose that's
yeah,
one way
they could be
at
safe, really, safer than people out there who are in the JOB.
Yeah, that's right. And perhaps they also don't travel as much. And, seems like travel has been a risk factor. But then again, if a an infection breaks out, perhaps in a boarding house or in a shelter, those kinds of environments are particularly vulnerable. And we are working with those providers in Queensland and with government to try to come up with a robust response to those environments, because it's also difficult to trace people. If somebody gets infected, it will be hard to trace people if an infection happens in that environment. So what's really important is that we prevent infections and we get people into safe environments so that they're safe and others are safe.
Well, we need to act now, and Choose Shelter's doing that. So I thank you very much for the conversation. Very important space that you're working in. Thank you so very much to you and your deadly team. And the $24.7 million from the government will help in that space. So thank you very much, Fiona.
Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. All the best to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there with Executive Director from Q Shelter, Fiona Caniglia. And look, funding for vulnerable Queenslanders experiencing homelessness and housing stress will reduce the risk of them contracting the spreading coronavirus. So it's a very important space that Q Shelter is working in. And we seem to not really forget, but we're focusing on our own selves and our family in this very dark times that the homelessness people do get missed. So it's great that companies and organisations like Q Shelter are working in that space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarnin with Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Give this Murray a call. Let's have a yarn, you mob. Too deadly.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember
the day. Guy Sebastian, thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your Sabre callers on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. This is for National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. And your host is the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, steering the ship to 12 noon, and you can add to the conversation. It's 11:38 here in far north Queensland, so you've got 22-odd minutes ago to have your saying yarn up strong. Yes, the unknown world we're living in at the moment and regarding uncharted waters, the virus, COVID-19, is upon us, and we all need to take care and do what we need to do to stay safe. And if you don't have to leave your house, then don't leave your house. Stay home and keep the family occupied, keep the family safe. Continually wash your hands and cough into your sleeve or your arms, and otherwise use a tissue, and then discard the tissue when you finish with it. At 1.5 meters away from other people. If you need to go down to get necessities from the stores and from the shops, do it at a distance and in and out, so to speak. So do what you need to do. You might take care and look after yourselves, and especially elders out there. Now, banks move to support landlords and tenants. Australian banks will extend the six-month deferral of loans to 30,000 more businesses to help them cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. The additional measure announced on Monday by the Australian Bank Association will see repayment defers expanded to businesses with loans up to $10 million or up to $3 million previously. During the six-month period, banks have also agreed to not enforce terms for non-financial breaches of the loan contract, such as change in valuations. The new measures, which are on an opt-in business basis, will applicable to customers who advise that their business is affected by COVID-19. So this is for business people. The customer should have been current in terms of existing facilities for 90 days prior to applying for the deferral, which will involve either the term of the loan being extended or payments increased after the deferral period. ABA Chief Executive Anna Bly said the support would apply to the likes of commercial landlords of properties such as local shopping centres, pubs, clubs and restaurants, who must agree not to terminate leases or evict current tenants for rent arrears due to COVID-19 in order to assess support. Ms Bly said the move would help protect many more thousands of small businesses from being evicted if they are struggling to pay the rent. What this means is, for many Australian businesses, is that they will now have all the worry of their loan repayments taken off their shoulders for 6 months, she told reporters on Monday. Banks understand that for the many businesses, that will help them keep their lights on. For others, it will help them keep going as they get through this crisis. And where landlords within this threshold, so the right thing by their tenants, banks will do the right thing by them. She said the extension will apply to businesses generally much larger and employ a greater number of people, and support will apply to additional $100 billion of business loans, ABA says. When combined with the previous small business assistance announced just over a week ago, this means $250 billion worth of loans covered are able to assess a six-month deferral by repayments, Ms. Bly said. So it's very important to look after our business people as well, who provide work for the Australian people. And so it's great to see that the banks come to the table with that, and working with business owners as such. And like I said, it's unforeseen circumstances. It's not the business owner's fault for what has happened here with COVID-19, and that's across all industries as well. And we feel the pinch up here in far north Queensland, of course, with the tourist industry has been hit really bad in regard to the COVID-19 virus. Have your say, mob. Add to the conversation. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Like to hear from you and how you're coping in isolation. Maybe you need someone to talk to. Walt Trendy Trevor's here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416 to Daily Mob.
You're sweet, like to wish you a happy birthday. because we know that you'll be very proud today. Because you waited many months for the big day. So everyone can wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, because we know that you'll be very proud today.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. You can have your Sabre callers on that deadly number. Add to the conversation. Otherwise, you can text the brother, and the brother's text number is 045-714-0550. And otherwise, check us out on Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarnin with the ball. You won, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're housed at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Going now right up to 12 noon. It's about 11:48 here in Queensland. 12 minutes to go on the program. Do add to the conversation. For your local mob, stay around, because I'll be taking you right through till 1 o'clock at a local program. So do add to the conversation as well if you want to keep it locally. Love to hear from you, mob. Now, latest numbers in regard to the so-called virus. As of 6 a.m. This morning, there has been 4,093 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Australia. Of these cases, 284 were confirmed within 24 hours prior to this time. So of the 4,993 confirmed cases in Australia, 16 have died from COVID-19, and more than 214,000 tests have been conducted across Australia. In regard to our states and territories, confirmed cases in Australian Capital Territory is 77, New South Wales 1,918, Northern Territory 14, Queensland 656, South Australia 287, Tasmania 61, Victoria 769, and West Australia 311. So there it is. You still need to be careful, very careful, and need to act on the laws that are before us, and that is 1.5 metres away from other people. Stay home. If you don't need to go out, please stay home, and continually washing your hands, coughing into your sleeves or a tissue, and discard the tissue once you've finished. And also, stay safe, stay at home. If you don't need to get out, then stay home. Very important you do that. And also, if you are out and about, it's with two people. So if you're going to walk the dog, if you're going for a jog, two people, no more than two people. That's the new rules that are before us. So do adhere to these new rules. Add to the conversation, mob, 1-800-422-416.
That old wheel gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay, the price is high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Take it out there.
There'll be times hard to control, then you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. Well, there'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll round again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, if it'll even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll round again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When
The lights go dim, not a shadow fills the room. And I sense your sweet love reaching out to me. But again, I'm playing the fool. Oh, I hope you don't mind this way that I feel. I wanna capture this moment for life. Each time I looked in your eyes and say, I need you for my wife. So stoke that fire and let it blaze all night. I need to keep you safely in my sight. Never wanting this moment to end with you and I. I guess I asked too much. You need some time to think. Not to rush in and say it's too great. It's just a girl like and turn, and I hope it's me in your dreams. And as the morning arrives, the sun hits your eyes, as I stoop to give you a kiss. Oh, your eyes meet mine, my heart seems to stop as I wait for your answer to me. Oh, I hope you say yes, 'cause you're everything life could be.
Yeah, once in a while, Ray Naden here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Coming to a close here, you mob back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number again is 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Otherwise, 24-7 text us 045-714-0550. Otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Federal government launches coronavirus Australian app and WhatsApp features. So make sure you check that out. The coronavirus Australian app allows people to access officially information and advise about coronavirus. So please do take that on board, you mob. Murray, going to sign off here. Look, take care of yourself. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. 1.5 metres away from each other. Only two people out at a time. If you don't need to leave your house, don't leave your house. Please stay home and continually wash your hands, you mob. Stay safe and we'll be yarning soon. Too deadly.